It's Thursday, November 5th, and we're so glad you're with us for Texas Standard. I'm Lauren Silverman from KERA North Texas, filling in for host David Brown. This week, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced that he's done his homework and turned in an official opinion, displaying "In God We Trust" on police vehicles, he says, would likely win any battle in court. Senators from Lubbock and Munster asked in October whether police departments can display the phrase on their patrol cars. Paxton's view falls in line with Governor Greg Abbott's, who also this week made good on a warning against sanctuary city policies on immigration in Texas. He says he'll withhold state grant funding from sheriff offices that don't comply with federal immigration authorities. Much of this has been directed at the Dallas County Sheriff.
The Dallas County Sheriff has said that she is going to apply immigration custom enforcement standards on a case-by-case basis.
But what would a loss of funding mean for local law enforcement offices across Texas? Here to help us sift through this is Huynh Pham, professor of law at Texas A&M University School of Law. Professor Pham, thanks so much for being here.
It's a pleasure to talk with you.
So let's start with how this whole debate began with Dallas County Sheriff Lupe Valdez. What happened?
Well, she issued a policy earlier in 2015 where she said that she would not be honoring ICE detainer holds except for violent crimes. That is, so she basically said that if she is being asked by federal immigration authorities to hold people that she comes across when they arrest them for other violations of state or local law, to hold them beyond the time that she would otherwise hold them for those violations of state and local offenses, that she's not going to do so unless those immigrants have been charged with certain violent offenses.
So her office has said that they haven't denied any ICE requests for these additional detainers so far. So what's the issue?
That really is a good question, right? Because if you read the details of her policies, it really very closely aligns with federal immigration priorities under the current Obama administration. That is, the Obama administration, in a series of policy decisions in 2014 and 2015, really narrowed the circumstances under which they would issue these detainer holds. And in fact, in their most recent pronouncement, they said, instead of asking for detainer holds, we're going to be asking for notification. That is, instead of holding these folks for 48 hours beyond the time that you would ordinarily release them, we're just asking you, in most cases, to just let us know when you're planning to release them so that we can decide if we're going to come and pick them up before they are released.
So how serious is this sort of warning or threat that Governor Abbott has made that he would not provide funding to places like perhaps Dallas if they don't follow ICE's requests?
You know, it's hard to see under current local law enforcement policies, like the one that's being implemented in Dallas County, and current federal immigration priorities, that there would be any real effect. That is, there are, as far as I know, Dallas County is the only jurisdiction that has a policy specifically linked to detainer requests. And as we've just discussed, the Dallas policy largely aligns with federal policy, so there's not going to be any detainer requests that are going to be denied. So if that's the case, and because Governor Abbott has sort of limited the parameters of his threat to these ICE detainers, I'm not sure who really is going to be affected.
Now, could it undermine his reasoning, though? In the letter, Governor Abbott wrote, "Your decision to not fully honor ICE's requests to detain criminal immigrants poses a serious danger to Texans." So that's his quote. Taking away funding, it almost seems like it might further hinder local law enforcement.
Well, as I suggested earlier, I'm not sure who's really going to be losing funding, because as far as I can tell, all the sheriff's departments within the state of Texas are honoring ICE detainer holds, including Dallas County. But theoretically, if someone like Dallas County loses grant funding, yes, I think it would affect their ability to carry out other sort of law enforcement priorities that they have. And it's a bit circular, I think, the letter issued from Governor Abbott, because if you look at the details, the Dallas County Sheriff's Office is honoring detainer holds for immigrants who've been charged with violent crimes. So they are, with their policy, holding people who would pose a threat to public safety.
Huynh Pham, professor of law at Texas A&M University School of Law, thank you so much for your time.
It was a pleasure speaking with you today.